Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
The first time I saw Star Wars was on the big screen. And that's my first memory. Is just
so you went to the special edition, do you mean? Or
what? When would that have first been released, the special edition?
97?
Yeah, so it would have been that.
Okay.
I would have been 6 years old then, so we went to the movies.
Really?
And that would have been first Star Wars screening, yeah.
That is fascinating. I've had, we had Luca on that,
yeah,
you know, and he sort of grew up on The Phantom Menace, like he was a kid for that.
Yeah.
But I've never spoken to anyone. So the first time you saw Star Wars,
yeah,
was at the cinema to see Special Edition.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah. Special edition, big screen, 97. That would be it.
Really? And you,
yeah,
hadn't seen it on video before that?
Or
to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, I know we had the videos. We had the VHS, the original, but I don't... I may have seen them, but then that my memory was just kind of wiped by just the impression of seeing it on the big screen, maybe.
Okay. So how old did you say you were when you saw them? Seven?
So if it was 97, I would have been six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And so were your mum and dad, you know, you've got them on video, they're taking,
yeah,
you to see it. Were they fans of Star Wars? Or?
Yeah. My dad's in a big way.
Really?
My mom probably not as much, but she still liked it. But my dad was like...
Is Papa Drew's going to be listening to this podcast?
Maybe. He could. Yeah. I'm trying to get him onto podcasts because he has these... He's exactly the kind of person who should be listening to podcasts for just long drives, but he's just of that... era that doesn't quite get it, like they're on everything technological and on podcasts.
Yeah, I find once people are shown how easy it is,
yeah,
to download them, then it's just like, oh, do you know what I mean? Because it's now there's so many like easy ways to get them. But I also, because you know, my life revolves so much around podcasts that I do speak to people, they're like, oh, I would listen to them, but it's a bit, I'm not into that technical. And it's just like,
yeah.
You can change a channel on a TV, yeah, because there's not much more than that you have to do.
Yeah, you know how you listen to music on iTunes? It's that.
Yeah.
Do that. You don't even have to get, like, you don't have to buy the music. You just press a button and they're mostly free and they're just there on your computer and you listen to them when you want. That's it.
Yeah, but yeah, there's this weird roadblock up that people don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, what are your memories of seeing it?
I think the thing that stands out most to me is Asteroids. I think just like them sort of coming at you, like it wasn't 3D, but just coming like that, the size of the screen and ducking through asteroids and stuff. That was like...
So like in Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you would have had the amazing thing of if you, you know, because when the special edition came out, they'll bring out a new one every 3 weeks.
Mm.
So they had like Star Wars and then there was a 3 week wait, then Empire, then like a 3 week wait and then Jedi, which... was such a good 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, it was so exciting because I was just going to see it, you know, almost every day.
Oh, wow.
Well, after, yeah, years of not being able to see it and then you've got these new little bits, I was just like, yeah, well, I got some free time. Let's go see Star Wars again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was racking up some major, major special edition time and we'd have to drive... I lived down in Rosebud then, which for those that are out of the country, about an hour and a half away from Melbourne. So they'd have the midnight screenings that the fan club would hold. So we'd drive up, watch the midnight screening, then, you know, get back home at about 4 a.m, all amped up on Star Wars, a carload of little nerds. They're excited. But yeah, it was really cool. And then the next night we'd go see it at our local cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good little... It was sort of sad once Return of the Jedi finished and then our little
yeah,
tradition
like a cool,
had ended.
Real cool road trip. Like I remember when, Because this is a new trilogy stuff, but I remember going, I did a midnight screening when Revenge of the Sith came out, and mm-hmm. there's something about like driving to the movies when like, you know, like it doesn't feel like movie time, like it's midnight, you should be like, it doesn't feel like sitting down and having popcorn at a theater sort of thing.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
And you know, everyone else is there for the same thing. At Revenge of the Sith midnight screening, there was... It started off with the most anticlimactic thing they could have done because they had like a costume competition for the... And so, like, I was there just like me, my brother, and my dad. Like, we didn't do costumes because we didn't really know it was a thing.
No costumes, no podcasts in this family.
we were there and it's like all these awesome costumes and we were like looking around like trying to bet who was going to win and everything. And then this guy comes out and he's like... Yeah, guys, look, sorry, there's a few different screenings happening simultaneously. So the winner has been announced, but it's a Wookiee in Cinema 2. So he's not. So we didn't see the Wookiee. We just know there was an awesome Wookiee in Cinema 2.
You got to give a prize for each cinema.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like whoever's in that room gets a prize. And you can afford it because you've sold out like four cinemas or something.
Yeah, the prize doesn't even have to be... Cool. I could just be assigned one of the posters you already have there. I don't know who's signing it. The manager of the cinema is
No, the dude that won with the Wookiee costume in the other cinema signs it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be great.
He could sign it like, lucky you weren't in my cinema.
Yeah.
Wookiee.
Let the Wookiee win.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Very good. It's weird that you saw special edition first. Have you gone back and watched original edition?
Yeah, definitely. I've probably seen the original more than any other just because that's the one we had at the house.
Oh, of course, because you had it on video. Yeah.
Yeah. I always get like startled when I'm watching it and it is the special edition and it's like, I always forget there's like a Jabba the Hutt going to be there. I'm like, where the fuck did he come from? What's he doing? I always forget that it exists.
Well, I remember seeing on an old making of documentary that was on TV, they showed the original Jabba the Hutt footage. Have you ever seen that? With like his big tubby Scottish man?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have seen that.
Yeah. So I remember seeing that in the 80s and going, wow. Like, and then, you know, later on they just paint over the poor dude.
What a weird, like... career for that guy afterwards, like, you know, that it's just missing out on anything is such an awful thing. But he doesn't know, like, when they're making Star Wars, nobody knows that it's going to be what it's going to be, so he's just thinking, all right, they didn't use my scene in whatever this weird sci-fi shit is, and it's just the rest of his life is people going wild about Star Wars, this huge cultural thing, and he's just like, I was Jabba the Hutt, not that fucking slug guy.
I can guarantee you, I don't know if he's alive or not, but I bet you if he was alive, he's done a few autograph signings as original Jabba. Because you get there's people that are edited out of the film that have done autograph signings. There was this scene in Star Wars in the original cut that never came out where Luke goes to Toshi Station and hangs out with his mates. And he's like the real, like, he's the nerd, like he's the dork that everyone, like, there's a cool guy that's got a girlfriend, Cammy and Fixer. Cammy's the girl, Fixer must be the guy. And they're like hanging out at sort of their little, it always reminded me of like an arcade.
Yeah.
They were hanging out at the Pinnies, was what we call them in Australia. The pinball arcade.
Like a time zone type situation.
Yes, yes. Although they were way better before, time zones ruined it. Like, it was better when pinball arcades used to be... The one in Rosebud, anyway, was quite... It was like a junior Mos Eisley container.
Yeah.
Like, because they were just bogans and people having ciggies. Cigarettes.
Wow.
And smoking them indoors while playing pinball. That was, like, the toughest shit I'd have ever seen.
Yeah, indoor cigarette pinball.
Yeah. You won't be getting that these days. You won't be getting any of those things. They still have indoors, though.
Still, yeah, sometimes.
Not many pinballs, though. Not many pinballs. Like, what characters did you, relate with? Who was your favorite character?
See, this is, I was just looking at your action figures before, and I think this is an interesting thing where, like, because you just watch the movie, and then you have your favorite characters, but I think your preference changes based on which action figures you like playing with and stuff. Because there were, like, quite minor characters in the movie that I just thought were awesome because I had the action figure and they were like, something about the action figure was better. Like, I loved like Greedo.
Yeah, I thought
he was real cool just because he was like just a really different type. I had like a brand new Greedo action figure, so I thought he was cool.
And ironically, Greedo's probably like one of the least cool people in Star
Wars.
Yeah, like, what a dud. He picks a fight and just gets whooped.
Yeah, totally.
Like it wasn't like that he just got shot. He threatened someone. Nah, dude, you're an absolute drip of a dude.
Yeah, it's like nobody cares that he dies either. Like, it's just in a bar and like just Han Solo just like flips the bartender. He's like, hey, sorry about the mess. And that's it. That's all he gets for his death. Sorry about the mess.
And it's a coin as well. Yeah. So you're like, I always thought it was like 20 cents.
Yeah.
Like it was almost like a diss. Do you know what I mean? If you just fucked up a bar and then you just flicked him 20 cents and went, there you go, that should sort it out. As a kid, I was always like, oh, that's cold, man. He just flicked him 20 cents. Oh, so when you saw it the first time, Greedo shot in a really pathetic way.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That's horrible. I'm amazed that you turned out okay.
I had a really fun time because I wrote some questions for a Star Wars trivia night at the university. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions I thought of was like a group of us. And so I just said, question was, no qualification, no follow-up questions allowed. Who shot first? That's the question. And they were like, which version? And the guy's like, that's the question. He's like, I'm not reading the questions. But someone else was like, yeah, there's no additional information. Just who shot first. And people just were so furious. They were so angry. This was the best bit. Once it gets to the end, they're reading out the answer that I'd written for that question was, and they go, who shot first? The answer is, the first shots fired in the Star Wars film was from a Star Destroyer firing at the Tantive IV in the opening scene. It was a unnamed Imperial gunner shot first. And just, I've never seen a university more angry. It was like... a riot was going to kick off.
In my head, it's like one of those Simpson things where someone turns over a table and it catches on fire for no reason.
Yeah, it felt like that.
You are toying with the dark side there. Well, that's a whole thing of like Han shot first. No, the t-shirt should read, Greedo never shot.
Yeah, Greedo died first.
Yeah.
That's what it should say.
He just flopped over. That's it. It was worth 20 cents.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.